the globe, transforming lives into legacies. Living Word with Pastor Mensah Otabil. And now, today's word.
Just want to encourage all parents here. You know, many times you want to do things for your children when you are a parent. You want to make life easier for them, which is good. If you didn't wear sandals to school, at least get your children's sandals to go to school. Make life easier. That's not cheating. That's comfort. Your children used to go and fetch water at a standpipe in the morning to come and bath to go to school. Now you have tap at home. Don't tell your children, go and fetch water. It doesn't make sense. That's not exemption. That is just dealing with the new state of your life. But there are certain lessons of life, humility, sharing, hard work, disciplines that every child must learn, and you cannot exempt your children from it. Because if you do, and you think they will become great very, very quickly, they may jump high, but there will be nothing supporting them underneath, because they didn't build the experience. You may jump up, but there will be nothing underneath you. And when you come crashing, you go deep and probably never surface again. It's better you go through the process. It's always difficult going through submerging. Because when you're submerged, there is a time nobody sees you. It looks like you vanished. You are gone before you emerge. That's the experience. But then it doesn't end there. The third thing that happened that day was the exaltation, was the lifting up. When God showed up, this is reward time. The exemption, the experience, the exaltation. This is when Jesus is now going to be lifted up. He's gone down. He's about to be lifted up. And three things happened that day. First is that Jesus was given access. The Bible says the heavens were opened. That's the first thing when Jesus came out from the water. The heavens were open. He had access to operate. I don't know about you, but when the heavens open over you, everything becomes easy. It's better to operate under an open heaven than under a shut heaven. But you don't get the open heaven by exemption. You get the open heaven through the experience. That's when the heavens open. Favor is poured upon him. You know, many times when we see people who have experienced God's favor, we think it's magic. Favor is not magic. Favor is God saying, you've gone through the experience, now it's time for you to enjoy what you work for. If you go through the experience, God will show you favor. The heavens will open. Today, it may seem as if you've been submerged, but your day of open heavens is coming. And when that day comes, God will cause the heavens to smile upon you. The first thing that happened is access. The second thing that Jesus received that day was authority. Authority. The Bible says the Holy Spirit came like a dove and alighted on him, settled on him. The Holy Spirit settled on him. I don't know about you, but I think it's a good thing for the Holy Spirit to settle on you. It means you now have authorization. You have permission. You have empowerment. You have ability. You can now do what you have to do. Authority. But the authority didn't come from exemption. Can you imagine if Jesus had exempted himself? All these things would not be happening. The heavens would not be open. The Holy Spirit would not be upon him if he had exempted himself. And the third thing that happened that day was approval, God's approval. The father testified of him publicly. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Everybody heard it. A sound from heaven. We want that. We want approval. We want to be publicly testified of. We want God to showcase us as his case of success. We want to receive authority from the Holy Spirit. We want access. But for Jesus, this did not come through exemption. It came through experience. May I suggest to you, my friends, that God is going to require the same from you, that if you go through the experience, then his approval will be upon you, his authority will be upon you, and you have access, the heavens will open upon you. But if you go through the route of exemption, you are denied the open heavens. I don't know what state you're in. Maybe you feel you should exempt yourself. Don't go through it. You know, as a pastor in this church, sometimes I see people who want exemption all the time. They want to be members, they don't want to go through membership class. They want to marry, they don't want to go through counseling. You know, people are trying to cut corners all the time. Oh, can I just do one? Can I just do half? You know, can you waive it? You may exempt yourself, but you will shut the heavens over your life. No matter how you love somebody, you need to be counseled. And don't go and marry somewhere at the Registrar General's and just come and say, well, I've married anyway. Yeah, you've married anyway, but you went through exemptions. You didn't go through experience. Go and sit in the counseling class. Go and register your relationship. Go through the counseling. Even if you think you know, go through it. You say, but I know it. I've read all the books. Go through it. Jesus was not a sinner, but he went through it. Membership class and say, well, I'm already from another church. I know I'm even an associate pastor there and I've come here. Go through it. It will not kill you. Jesus did not die. But what greater testimony for somebody to see somebody so high submit so low. It's not a disadvantage. It is actually a powerful testimony of greatness. Humility is always admirable. When you go through the experience, you are not belittling yourself. You are permitting God to bless you. You are permitting God to open the heavens over you. You are permitting God to show his approval over your life. So those are the three things that happen. Now, years later, Jesus now is in ministry. And his disciples come to him in Matthew chapter 20. I want you to have in mind what has happened here at the Jordan. And as we read Matthew chapter 20, verse 20 to 28, two of the disciples of Jesus went to talk to their mama. As always, boys like to do, talk to their mama, for their mama to go and see the boss to ask for special exemptions for them. Parents, be careful. Your children will come to you, oh, ask for exemptions so I don't take the exam, so I don't do this, I don't go and do the PE, I don't run. Well, so let's see what Mama did. Matthew chapter 20, 20 to 28. Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to him with her sons, kneeling down and asking something from him. I can almost see this woman. It's like my mother. It's like your mother. Kneeling down. Oh, it's pleading for the children. Oh, give them exemption. Oh, help them. Listen to what she's asking for. It's a great woman. And Jesus said to her, what do you wish? She said to him, grant. Grant. that these two sons of mine may sit, one on your right hand and one on your left in your kingdom. This is every mother's greatest desire. My children should be the boss. One is president, the other is vice president. My children, that's what we suffer for. You carry them 9 months. You want them to do well. So mama comes and says to Jesus, I need some exemption. I see you have all these guys, Peter there, and I see that there's Bartholomew, you know, that guy there. And I see, you know, there's just Judas there, and there's Philip, you know. I like them, but these are my boys. They are very special. Okay. Verse 22, but Jesus answered and said, you don't know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I'm about to drink and be baptized with the baptism that I'm baptized with? And they said to him, we are able. They're not thinking. They're still thinking of exemption. So he said to them, you will indeed drink my cup and be baptized with the baptism I'm baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on the left is not mine to give, but it's for those to whom it is prepared by my Father. And when the 10 heard it, they were greatly displeased with the two brothers. In other words, the 10 too. They too, they wish their mama had come to ask for the same thing, and their mamas were not very assertive. So they were very displeased. Hey, what's going on? Somebody's trying to take the crown from us. Verse 25, but Jesus called them to himself and said, you know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to be great among you, let him be your servant. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. Why did Jesus say? Because he had painted the picture at the Jordan. That is how he did it. And Jesus is telling this woman, if you want your boys to be great, go to the Jordan and learn from me. I didn't come announcing myself great. I came submitting myself to John. And if you want your boys to be great, you don't start by asking for grants. He says, number one, you need to drink the cup. Drink the cup. Drink the cup. That means you have to pay the price. Drink the cup. Pay the price. Number two, you have to share in my baptism. That means you have to die to yourself, your selfish ambitions. You have to die to it. You have to be down. You have to be ready to go down. And he asked the two boys, are you ready to do that? They say, yeah. So Jesus had to add a third one. Even if you did that, you still can't promote yourself. You have to allow God to set you. So even if you have had the experience, you have to wait for God to lift you. Christianity is not about self-promotion. It's not about how well you advertise yourself. It's whether God's hand is upon you. When Jesus came out from the water, he didn't say, well, I finished. Now everybody know I'm the Son of God. No, he came out from the water and he left it to God. And God was the one who opened the heavens. God was the one who brought the Holy Spirit. And God was the one who spoke. You've paid the price, but don't promote yourself. Allow God to set you. Everything Jesus is telling them is what happened at the Jordan. And he says, that's how it happens. You don't ask for grants. And then he tells them, you have to be a servant. You have to serve your way to greatness. You have to be a servant. Serve your way to greatness. So there you have it. You can't have any shortcut to greatness. If you want to really rise to be the person God wants you to be, don't ask for exemptions. Don't try to exempt yourself. There's some experience that may taste bitter, but they are good medicine for you. Sometimes serving under somebody is the most frustrating experience in life, but it's good. There are some people who go to report their bosses to their parents. Mama, my boss is a mama, my boss, mama, mama. And then mama gets angry and goes to the office to fight. Like some of you, your parents used to fight for you at school. Teacher says you have to do that and do that assignment or run or do whatever they said you have to do. Then you go to report to mama and mama comes to fight the teacher. So you are exempted. But what you forget is that there is an experience you didn't go through. It was designed for your good, but you didn't go through. Don't exempt yourself and don't let people exempt you. What is necessary for you, go through it. It includes serving under people. It includes being under. It includes submerging yourself. It includes identifying with people, sharing in other people's experiences. It includes learning the hard lessons of life. And when you do that, and you've done that, don't announce your achievement to everybody. If you please God, He will open the heavens and He will show His approval upon your life. And He's going to make all men know that you are His approved. Even when you are in a corner, He will drive people to you. He will lead people to you. He will bring you to the place of greatness. We learn from Jesus that if you want to really be great, you don't take the shortcuts. You go through the experience, and God will show you His approval. Amen.